Harper Audio presents American Spartan, The Promise, The Mission, and the Betrayal of Special Forces Major Jim Gant by Anne Scott Tyson. Read by Danny Campbell and Cassandra Campbell. It is their war, and you are to help them, not to win it for them. T.E. Lawrence. Prologue. Night was falling on the valley. Beneath the Hindu Kush mountains, the terraced fields and the rock-strewn grazing lands, an isolated band of American soldiers and Afghans returned from patrol, navigating the rugged terrain. They wore night-vision goggles to see in the darkness, and passed without a whisper through mud-brick farming villages clustered along Afghanistan's Konar River. They'd been summoned by their commander, a man who never let them forget that Taliban insurgents could be watching from the high ground. The sky was pitch black by the time the men reached their walled outpost, a typical Afghan compound, or kalat, and made their way to the makeshift operations center inside. Dressed in traditional tunics and baggy pants, most of the men were Pashtuns, members of the powerful ethnic group whose tribes had dominated the border with western Pakistan for thousands of years. But the Taliban was Pashtun, too. The remote outpost was situated on the edge of the village of Mangual in Afghanistan's Konar province. Konar was considered by the U.S. military to contain a witch's brew of hardcore foreign and local insurgents, and its valleys had proven some of the deadliest battlefields in Afghanistan. In a 2005 ambush, insurgents in Konar left only a lone survivor, Marcus Luttrell, when they killed three members of a four-man Navy.